Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
It's now time for The Watchlist, our weekly look at the best film and TV releases for the week ahead. And we're joined in studio by Dave O'Callaghan from the From Here and Back Again podcast and writer Henrietta McCurvey. You're both very, very welcome.
Thank you.
Show. We're going to start, Dave, with the small screen and streaming. A New Year, another Harlan Coben adaptation for Netflix. That's sort of become a bit of a tradition now, hasn't it? Kind of New Year, new Coben, new Netflix binge.
Absolutely. Yeah, some people like to jump into the sea. I prefer to sit on the couch and watch a Harlan Coben. This one's called Missing You and stars Rosalind Elazar, people who will know from Slow Horses. And it's a detective, Kat Donovan, who matches on a dating app with her fiancé who vanished 11 years previous. And then it all kicks off. That's all you need to know.
I did both a bit of sea swimming and diving into yeah. Missing You, but I didn't get to the end of it.
It's nonsense. Like, I'm all aboard this kind of nonsense. Like, every friend is sketchy. Yeah. Every workmate is even sketchier. There's cliffhangers. Everybody ponders and looks. This one, and I was trying to figure out, why is this one so bad? And then I copped on, this one's only 5 episodes. Mm. And normally they're 8. So normally you have 4 episodes of the slow build of characters and then 4 episodes of, oh, it's not them, it's not them, it's them. But what they did was 5, everything happens in 1 episode and all the, it's just, no, not having it.
Yeah. Not having it. Henry Books, it has, look, I mean, when you look at Stay Close, Fool Me Once, they were binge-worthy.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I did stay to the end of this. Mm. Like, it is entertaining in places. But it, the whole time watching it, I just kept thinking of chewing gum for the eyes, as Father Ted says. But, you know, sometimes that's all your tired little brain wants. It's kind of hammily plotted, but you'll watch it and then you'll forget it as soon as it's over.
Is there a verb yet for people who binge watch series but aren't really into it? You know, like a book?
Well, there certainly should be. And also it is based, they are making these things assuming that we're all on another screen as well.
That's why
we get
ambient,
these big plot
ambient
dumps.
Watching.
You can watch the first episode and the last episode and you'll get the lot.
And you'll probably get the lot and the plot. Dave, another Netflix is the new documentary Don't Die, The Man Who Wants to Live Forever. This character, this entrepreneur, Brian Johnson, I really don't know how I feel about his quest.
It's one of those where I went in kind of going, oh, here we go, too much money, go on, let's see what you're at. And you're kind of watching it and he's like, he gets up at 4:30 a.m., takes 150 tablets a day, obviously greens and vegetables only, everything's eaten by 3:30, fitness regime and bed by 8 o'clock. Like, why would you want to live to 200 if that's your regime? But that's his regime.
Some people have described him sort of as a bit of a fitness Jesus.
He's called the fitness Jesus. And there is this kind of thing of what's he really at here? And he left the Mormon religion, but he seems to still have a bit of a savior complex. Mm. And now he has, so Don't Die, the name of it is also a name of his kind of his group, I suppose. And there's actually a Don't Die Dublin, because they're in the hello from Don't Die Dublin is in the show. But I actually, it's also about fathers and sons, and it really, they do a plasma swap between the father.
Is it a meal sort of?
It's all a bit weird. There's an island of Dr. Moreau where he does gene therapy, which is really, it's basically banned except off Honduras, where these two hipster.
Wet January is just feeling much more appealing.
Can I just say, next day when I went shopping, I bought a few more vegetables and fruit than I should have. So maybe
it's having its
and some plasma.
Yeah.
Henry, I've read mixed reviews about Lockerbie, A Search for Truth, starring Colin Firth. It's out in Sky Atlantic. What did you make of it?
Streaming on now. I actually have a beef with the critics of this show, complaining that it's from a single perspective. Like, it's not that it doesn't have any flaws. It does.
Who does he play in it?
Colin Firth plays a doctor, Jim Swire, whose daughter Flora was one of the people who died in the Lockerbie terrorist attack in December 1988, in which 270 people died. And a lot of the critics complaining about the show say that it's based on a single perspective. Yes, that's the point of it. It's called A Search for Truth because it's one man. It's based on this man's book about his daughter and everything he went to. There's an amazing standout scene in the first episode in which Flora's mother, Jane, played by Catherine McCormack, it's a brilliant performance, puts a patronising MP back in his box by counting to 15, which is the number of seconds she believes her daughter was alive as she fell through the air. to her death. Yeah. And it's absolutely beautiful and moving. And I do think it's worth watching. Yeah.
Okay.
Great performance by Colin Firth as well.
What about The Great Pretenders, Dave, which people can catch on the RT player? I love tribute bands.
I love, yeah, because they used to be like, everybody slagged the hell off them. Oh, you're going to a tribute band. But now, when you, first of all, you can't get tickets from some gigs, bands and touring anymore. So this one, I went in and I said, oh, I'm going to have a look at this. And I absolutely adored it. Like, they feature, they're all Irish cover bands. So you've got These Charming Men, who are obviously the Smiths, IEDC, Crack Sabbath, Queen with a W, and Mac Fleetwood. And it's, I just absolutely adored it. I thought there were some really poignant parts. They particularly dwell on Queen and These Charming Men, and there's a really interesting backstory on them. But why wouldn't you? I was supposed to go see the Black Charade pre-Christmas, but unfortunately for My Chemical Romance, had to cancel. But it's a really great, like, there's festivals now, there's nothing but tribute bands, and sure, why not?
They're like when you get a really good wedding band.
Yeah, and if your band that you love isn't touring, and there's a band, like, why not? And also, they're all young sometimes, and they've as much gusto as the real band. And yeah, listen, some of them look like them, some of them do not look like them, but sound like them. So really enjoyable, an hour long, watch it on the player, absolutely adore.
Brilliant. New Year, old favourites, Henrietta, Room to Improve and Dancing with the Stars are both back tonight. Will you be getting stuck in?
Well, we may not know the steps, but we certainly know the routine for Dancing with the Stars. So 11 well-known people team up with a professional dancer back on the screens. The participants starting this evening include chef Kevin Dundon, Mrs. Brown's Boys actor Danny O'Carroll, Pommel Horse Olympic gold medalist Reese McClenaghan. So loads of new people, so that'll be good to watch. And it's followed by Room to Improve at 9:30.
We all love a little peek behind the curtains.
Oh,
the valley.
We really do.
Still love the squinting
season
windows.
Season 16. I mean, it's been going since 2007. Tonight's episode is actually one of the best episodes of this I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's set in Charlestown in Mayo, a woman who goes back to take over her old family home and family butcher shop, which has been empty for years. The family haven't lived there since the 90s. And it's about how do you bring something back into a town? You know, how do you reverse dereliction? But also what's really interesting about this one is that she's a woman living by herself. And Dermot Bannon is often dealing with families and couples. And so at first, when she's trying to explain, she doesn't want her bed next to a glass door on the ground floor. He doesn't quite see it.
You're
and
not
then
just
he
changing
does.
A home, you're changing.
And then he actually gets it. He understands it's different for women living by themselves. They need different things.
You look like a rom-com man. The Road Trip.
Yes. Okay. So if Harlan Coben is your New Year thriller, Beth O'Leary and Paramount Plus, she did The Flatshare last year. The Road Trip is absolutely fantastic. And also, it's freezing outside. This one's set in Spain. It's two exes that have to go on a trip, you know, due to circumstances in the same car. And it is absolutely fantastic. There's loads of plot twists. There's loads of ridiculousness, loads of cliffhangers. So if you're feeling meh about Harlan Coben, The Road Trip, Beth O'Leary, just keep them coming. So that's kind of my new replacement for the Harlan Coben madness. But absolutely adored it. Great cast.
Brilliant. And Henrietta, The End of Avera.
Yes, End of Avera, I know. 14 years. And she said, Brenda Blethyn, who played DCI Stanhope, said she was going to retire before she got this job. So she's definitely retiring now. People are absolutely crushed that it's over because they're such good shows, so well made, really clever procedurals. But I'm sure they're going to fill the daytime schedules forever. So there's plenty of Avera out there.
Finally, Dave, I just want to get you to American Primeval. Just as an antidote to your lovely rom-coms.
Yes, this is not your dad's Western. This is from Peter Berg, who did Friday Night Lights. And for anybody who's interested, very important, Tim Riggins, Taylor Kitsch is in it also. And it's written by Mark L. Smith, who did The Revenant. And this is, Betty Gilpin from Glow is in it. This is dark. This is carnage. This is death. This is violence. 6 episodes, drops on Friday. Bring it on. Absolutely. That is my Andy Ryan.
All of that horrificness and saying, great, you should get stuck in. And unfortunately, we can't even get to the cinema releases because we have run out of time. But thank you so much to Dave O'Callaghan and Henrietta McCarvey for joining us. That is all we have time for today. You can listen back to all of the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app or wherever you get your podcast. Today's show was produced by Alan Torney. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty, and research was by Jen Gannon. Janice Murphy was the broadcast coordinator, and Damien Brian Chanel's was unsigned. Stay tuned for this week with Justin McCarthy. Now with Nollaig na Mban tomorrow. For all of those who celebrate, have a great day. Let's finish up by celebrating one of our brilliant female artists, C-Mat, who gave a absolutely show-stopping performance on Jules Holland's Hootenay this week, which included an incredible version, cover version of Nielsen's Without You. She also did a very interesting version of this song. So have fun. That's well worth checking out if you have the chance.